Government makes barriers off limits. Public prohibited from interfering in relief work. The government has declared water gates and flood barriers special control zones as it struggles not only with the disaster, but also with the interference from protesting residents. The provincial governors of Batoum Tani and Ayutthaya yesterday announced water gates, flood barriers, and water pump stations had been declared off limits to the public. The announcement, issued under Section 31 of the Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Act, prohibits any persons from disrupting the authority's disaster management work and gives powers to local administrative officials to remove or destroy any structures that obstruct disaster control operations. Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat ordered the closure of Pra'in Racha Sluice Gate in Klong Rapipat in Bang Pa'in District of Ayutthaya Province, adjacent to Klong Wan in Klong Luang District of Batoum Tani yesterday. The order came after week-long opposition from locals. The failure to close the sluice gate sent floodwaters from Wang Noi District of Ayutthaya through Klong Wan to Rangsit in Batoum Tani, and further to Klong Brain Bachakorn, which flows down to Bangkok. Runoff from Batoum Tani and overflow from Klong Brain Bachakorn has already flooded northern Bangkok. Ms. Yingluck ordered police to guard the Pra'in sluice gate and had Chachiwan Banya Wati Nan, Deputy Director General of the Irrigation Department, hold the key of the gate. Irrigation officials, however, could not close the sluice gate due to strong flood currents. The announcement by the governors and the prime minister followed confrontations between the locals and authorities over flood relief measures. On Saturday night, a group of Dambun Kukut villagers in Batoum Tani's Lamluka district tried to disrupt the construction of a dike by officials working to prevent floodwater flowing into Klong Brain Bachakorn. The villagers feared the dike would prevent water from being drained out of their district. Gunshots were heard at the scene, but there were no injuries. The officials were forced to retreat. The Prime Minister yesterday expressed her concern about Don Murung and Laksi districts in northern Bangkok, which could suffer flooding from the northern runoff and increasing water levels in Klong Brain Bachakorn and Klong Papa. She said floodwater would be drained through Bangkok's canals into the sea and told city residents it was inevitable they would be affected to some extent. Overflows continued to flood areas near waterways in northern and some central parts of Bangkok yesterday. Floods were expanding in Don Murung and Laksi districts because officials failed to block the water at Pra'in Racha sluice gate and repair a broken dike along Klong Tu in Batoum Tani. Residents destroyed another part of the dike under Klong Tu Bridge on Prahoyutin Road, allowing floodwater to flow through Lamluka and into Klong Brain Bachakorn. Floods covered sections of Prahoyutin Road in front of the National Memorial, the entrance of Don Murung Airport, and the Royal Thai Air Force headquarters, as well as Songpapa Road and Jangwatana Road between Klong Papa and the government complex. Communities along Klong Tu and Sai Mai were 10 to 40 centimeters underwater. Prahoyutin Soi 54/1, which runs parallel to Klong Tu, was also slightly flooded. However, the dike along Klong Ho Hwa from Ritia Wanalai Tu School to the southern sluice gate of Klong Tu remained higher than the level of the canal, despite its levels rising by about 30 centimeters yesterday.